I'm with Tim Hunt now, who's a cyclist, and they're doing something rather extraordinary at the moment. Tim, can you tell me exactly what you're up to?
Okay, well, overall, we're cycling from Brighton up to the COP26 Climate Crisis Conference in Glasgow. And today, well, last night we stayed at Harrogate, so we're leaving Harrogate, and we're hoping to make Hawes. So we're just over halfway, which is quite good
it's
for us.
It's quite a grueling challenge. You must be fairly fit to do this.
I'm fitter than I was when I started, I'll admit you that. But yes, we've tried to set targets that mean that we can meet. But all of us are working people. We're doing this on our annual leave. We're taking time away from jobs and family. So like, we can't say, oh, well, let's do 40 mile a day and make it easy. We have to make it 60 mile a day to sort of like fit it in with our everyday lives.
And clearly you're doing this here to highlight the serious issue we have with climate change.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we're all really worried about the climate change and what appears to be the lack of a reason, a functioning response to the climate crisis. We're not entirely confident that the COP26 is going to come up with anything that's going to be appropriate. Where, you know, after budget, when the duty on internal flights was reduced, I mean, that is completely the wrong direction to be going in. I don't know whether I should say this in public, but I think that could easily be just something just to wind us up.
Okay. Well, of course, everybody's entitled to their opinions, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's all varieties of opinions, but the facts are the facts. You know, if we don't stick below 1.5, then the consequences are very, very dire. And at the moment, we're at 1.1. So if we do stay below 1.5, it's going to be worse than it is. And if we go beyond 1.5, we just don't know. The models just go a bit haywire.
Well, there's talk about it then being irreversible, isn't it?
There are tipping points. So in terms of, for instance, biodiversity, once you lose too many species within an ecosystem, then the ecosystem just collapses. And even a couple of species can have a dramatic effect on the landscape and how that landscape operates and how sustainable that landscape is and how livable it is for the people who live there. And that is everybody.
Yes, indeed. And so you're doing this cycle run. You're hoping to raise lots of publicity for the cause. It's an ongoing thing, though, isn't it? Once you finish this cycle ride, what are you planning to do after that?
The team are going to be spending a few days in Glasgow, engaging in actions that we want to. So I've got a little musical instrument with me. I'll be joining a couple of the samba bands for a couple of things. But other people from the group will be doing other things in Glasgow. So it will depend on what the local organisers have got arranged there, and then I'm heading back home to Abingdon on Thursday.
Right.
By train.
Taking your bike with you, of course.
Yeah.
Now, what's this about Be More Attenborough?
Be More Attenborough. Well, David Attenborough has, you know, he's a well-regarded ecologist and environmentalist. He takes the science seriously, and he says that we are really on the tipping point, and that we need to do something effective and efficient now. I mean, there are things that individuals can do, reducing flying, electric vehicles, more cycling, going vegan. There's a lot of individual things, but really, I think what we are, and that's a great message for people to take on board, because as people do that, there's an opinion out there that if we give up fossil fuels, then we'll go back to the dark ages, and that really isn't the case. There is a better alternative. There is a different way that we can go ahead, and if people take those things on board and be a little bit more Attenborough with those personal lifestyle changes, that will start to make a difference. But COP26 is all about the systemic changes that we really are looking for and really, really need.
So the big things that are going to make a huge difference.
Absolutely. Yeah, COP26 sort of like sets the agenda. It sets the framework for all the discussions. So every time there's a discussion about economics or climate at, say, like a G7 or a G20 or Davos, COP26 will be setting the terms of reference for that conversation, for that discussion. That's why it's so important.
And so it's really good that you're highlighting the messages that we're trying to get across.
Hope so. Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, we wish you well with the cycle ride. Best of luck with that. And let's hope we get some change, hey?
Yeah, let's too. If anybody wants to follow us and see what we're doing, then if they search for hashtag COP26 Rebel Riders, that should lead us to our page on all the major social media platforms.
So COP26 Rebel Riders.
COP26 Rebel Riders, and there's a Just Giving page. We're raising money. This is self-funding, so everybody's on this run. They're paying for this out of their own pocket, but we are raising money for Practical Action and Friends of the Earth.
Okay.
So if people want to support us, and we would love to be supported, that's a great way for them to do it.
Okay, Tim, well, best of luck with it all, and great to talk
to you
this
morning. Thank you very much.